CKUT 90.3 FM. It's 5:47 on the dot on CKUT. You're listening to the Off the Hour Community News Program, and we're joined in studio by an international guest. We're very lucky to have Emily Schaefer in studio, who's an Israeli lawyer who's representing the village of Bilin, which is a small village in the West Bank that recently has taken its case against Israel's separation wall to the Superior Court here in Montreal. And Emily is joining us in studio. Good day.
Hello.
Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
So you're on the heels of a cross-Canada tour to talk about the case of Bilin Village. Maybe first for listeners who aren't aware about this small village in Palestine, can you paint us a picture about the village and its importance today?
Yes. Bilin is a very small rural village. In fact, it has under 2,000 residents. It's located about 7 kilometers west of Ramallah, which is a major city in the West Bank of the Palestinian territories. It's also located very close to the Israeli border. Mm-hmm. And that's significant because it, not unlike many other Palestinian villages, has its land being taken both for settlement and now wall construction in order to, some would claim, expand the borders of Israel. Illegally.
So a lot of the village land has been deeply impacted by the wall, and this is the basis of these demonstrations. They've been going on since 2005 every Friday?
That's correct. Yeah. Actually, the village relies mainly for its livelihood on olive trees and on harvesting olives every fall. Mm-hmm. And the majority of the land that's been taken in order to construct these settlements and the wall is in fact that agricultural land.
Okay.
These demonstrations have been going on every single Friday since February of 2005, which was when the wall began construction, and have continued until today, and it seems will continue until the village gets its just piece of land.
Just on the point of the wall, it's many labels and terms are thrown to describe the separation wall that's in the West Bank. Palestinians activists call it the apartheid wall. Israelis call it the separation barrier. Can you maybe just present to us, I mean, of course it's impacting this specific village, but in the West Bank in general of Palestine, what does this wall look like? How is it justified in Israel, in where you live?
Okay. Well, I choose to use the word wall. You could use barrier, fence. Okay. It's not really that important. The reason I use wall is because of not what it physically looks like, but what it actually does.
Okay.
In the village of Bilin specifically, it is in fact a set of fences that take up about 50 meters of land, which is significant in terms of width. But the impact, and the reason I use again that term wall, on all Palestinians, whether they live next to a wall or not, is a system of separate rules, separate access, and separate and unequal equality, I would say. And this is why the term apartheid is often used to refer to the West Bank. Israeli civilians who are living illegally inside the West Bank are given a completely different treatment than Palestinians living side by side. And according to international law, those settlers are not allowed to be there. And in fact, the Palestinians are to be protected by the occupier, Israel. And these are some of the issues that we're getting at, in fact, in this case here here in Canada.
And you're working with an attorney in Toronto, Mark Arnold. And there's a case in the Quebec courts. Can you maybe talk to us about, I mean, this case seems quite significant in that it's addressing an issue in a faraway land. But here in Quebec.
Yes. Yeah. Well, so the Palestinian village of Bilin did approach the Israeli courts up to the Supreme Court in its attempt to remove those settlements and also to remove the wall. It's been partially successful in terms of the wall. The courts did rule that that wall needs to move. Unfortunately, that ruling was in September of 2007, and part of why the protests continue is because the wall has not yet moved, not even a meter. But part of why we're in Canada, in fact, the main reason, is because the settlements that are being built on Bilin's land are in significant part being built by two Canadian corporations, Green Park International and Green Mount International. And when the village was not able to prevail in its cases in the Israeli Supreme Court.
The Israeli legal system.
Exactly. Okay. It had no option but to to go abroad.
Okay. And now the cases in Quebec?
Yes.
What's coming up?
Well, the cases in Quebec, because these two corporations are registered here in Quebec, and the issue is of building settlements, specifically aiding and abetting a country in committing a war crime.
Israel.
Israel being that country. The Canada has a law, the Crimes Against Humanity and War Crimes Act of 2000. And that's the law that we're invoking here in this case. That law makes even aiding and abetting a country in building settlements a war crime and a crime that's prosecutable here in Canada.
Okay. And in terms of the work of Israeli lawyers in defense of this Palestinian village, for listeners, maybe can you talk about the Israeli legal team that's been involved in the case of Bilin, and also the strong Israeli presence that has been participating in the weekly demonstrations in the small village that you talked about before?
Yes. Well, Bilin made a very deliberate decision back when the settlement and wall started cropping up on their land, not only to demonstrate nonviolently, to nonviolently resist the occupation and the trademark injustices such as the settlement that's being built there and the wall, as well as what I would call a disproportionate Israeli military response to demonstrations and to resisting those things.
Disproportionate meaning?
Meaning that villagers are marching with flags and banners, using words in order to counteract the illegal settlements and wall, and are being responded to with tear gas, water cannons, rubber bullets, and in fact, when Israeli and international activists are not there, sometimes live ammunition is used against the demonstrators.
That's every week.
Now, every week there is at least some sort of response that usually includes tear gas. Recently, the IDF, the Israeli military, has taken up an illegal tactic, even under its own laws, which is to shoot tear gas canisters directly at demonstrators, and has even killed a demonstrator in Bilin this past April 17th.
From a tear gas canister?
Yes, Bassem Abu Rahma.
And we're speaking with Emily Schaefer, who's an Israeli lawyer representing the Palestinian village of Bilin. Here in the Quebec court system, there was a case filed in the Superior Court here in Montreal on the case of Bilin Village. And Emily's in Canada for a national speaking tour to talk about this legal case. Maybe we don't have that much time, but just to wrap up, can you talk about being in Israeli society and having participated in these Palestinian demonstrations against the wall, the separation wall in the West Bank? What is your view on the perception in Israel or in Palestine as to the current perspectives on the conflict around the world? It seemed like this winter there was huge demonstrations in Montreal. There's a lot of support around this court case. Is this paid attention to at all? Are the activities and the actions of people who are promoting human rights in the occupied territories, is this having an impact on the ground?
I think it is. In fact, I think it's having an impact in several ways.
Okay.
First of all, Bilin has become a symbol to all Palestinians of some sort of hope and also of determination in resisting the occupation. But also it's served as a way for Palestinians and Israelis to really come together and meet each other. And it has meant that the village has gained a lot of media attention, especially around the world, but even inside Israel. And I think the village's even partial victory in the Israeli Supreme Court is a tribute to just how much attention it's been given, and that is, you know, the villagers are really owed a lot of credit for that. But I also think that the case here in Canada even has a better chance because of the international attention that this village has garnered.
And just even this week, there was a big feature in the Guardian newspaper from the UK about this village. So we're just wrapping up here, but you're about to debark on a national tour. What are you going to be bringing people as a message in 11 cities across Canada?
I think the main message that I want to get out is, first of all, I want to applaud Canada for this law, which is very progressive, and is potentially going to allow Bilyin to gain the justice that it could not find in the Israeli courts. But what I also want to say to Canadians is that you are involved. We are connected. Even this corporation based here in Canada is committing these war crimes abroad. And it's important that we pay attention, particularly as the world becomes more and more globalized, to what corporations are doing, what state functions are being replaced by corporations, and that we start holding those corporations more accountable for their involvement in human rights violations.
Emily Schaefer, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Emily Schaefer, Israeli lawyer who has just arrived in Canada, representing a small Palestinian village called Bilyin in the West Bank, which has been holding weekly demonstrations against Israel's separation wall for now over 4 years. Emily is going to be speaking across Canada in the upcoming weeks. There is a case that has been filed in the Superior Court here in Montreal against two companies building Israeli settlements. You can hear Emily speak along with Palestinian activists from Bilyin here in Montreal on June 19th. That's going to be taking place at the Deceve Cinema at Concordia University. And the case goes to the Quebec courts on June 22nd. You can find all the information online on Tadamon's website, that's T-A-D-A-M-O-N .ca. And there's also the website for Bilyin Village, which is online at
bilyin-village.org.il.
Thank you so much, Emily. And you've been tuned into Off the Hour here on CKUT 90.3 FM. You can contact the Community News Collective if you'd like to get involved or have any questions. Our email is news@ckut.ca. We're broadcasting, streaming online, www.ckut.ca. Do stay tuned. Native Solidarity.